Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is an honor to be with you as we begin a new broadcast week here on Political Coffee. Yes, that's the name of this show. Let me ask you something. Does Oregon have the pioneer spirit anymore? I mean, we're first in the nation in all the wrong things. We're dead last in education because what have we done? We've said, hey, there aren't any graduation requirements. There aren't any, you know, for reading, writing, arithmetic, until at least 2025. Is that the pioneer spirit? We were the first to adopt assisted suicide. Is that the pioneer spirit? There's a pastor being removed. I'm watching this on Real America's Voice. There's a pastor being removed from a meeting because he's talking about, and I think it was a school board meeting. In fact, they're going to interview him live right now. The school board, he's a black pastor, by the way, at a school board meeting talking about the smut in schools. So what we allow in Oregon, thankfully the Republicans in the House killed Senate Bill 2005, or excuse me, 1583, which would allow is the Democrats' porn in schools forever bill. Remember, that's how we have to talk about it, friends. Did Republicans who walked out and sacrificed their legislative service, I don't want to use the word career because I think that's wrong. We shouldn't have careers in the legislature. That's why we need term limits. I've always believed that and always will. The pioneer spirit, folks, is people standing up. The Republicans in the House stood up this time. Thank you, Jeff Helfrich, and all the Republicans who are willing to do it. By the way, there was much debate within that caucus. You should know that there are clearly some people in the Republican caucus who were willing to sell out like they did with House Bill 2002. Okay. The pioneer spirit. What is prompting this is an email I got from an activist that talks about that the Oregon Republican Party is made up of the old guard, which is now shifting, is made up of, and this is their opinion, okay? The old guard is made up of schmoozers, users, and losers, and are beginning to feel their control is slipping. Do you think that's what it is? Well, we're going to find out about more of the Republican Party tonight at the Political Coffee Clatch, 6 p.m. at Sparky's, which is at 23rd Street right off of Mission. As you're driving in from I-5 into the Capitol, it's just past the airport there on the south side of the street. Sparky's Brewing Company, it is family friendly. You can bring your kids. It's okay. Tonight, we're going to hear from Tracy Honnell, who is the Oregon Republican Party's National Committee woman. We're going to find out what does a national committee person, man or woman, because we have two of them now, we have a new one, a Dan Mason, and we'll have Dan join us at some point further. This guy I've known for a long time, who defeated my friend Don Powers to become the next national committee man for Oregon. Solomon Yu, as you know, much maligned by many people in the party and supported by others. Solomon Yu chose to drop out. His support has diminished. So he chose not to run again. He endorsed Dan Mason. Now, I've known Dan a long time. I think he's more of a center-right person. He's not as MAGA as I am. I don't think he is, and maybe he is. I don't know. We'll find out. But Tracy Honnell's going to join us tonight. She's going to share with us what it is that a national committee person does and who pays for it. Does the Republican Party pay for it, the Oregon Republican Party? Does it all come out of their own pocket to do what? To do what Tracy's doing, and that's drive all over the state to fly back to D.C. and other places for multiple meetings a year. Tracy Honnell is going to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Political Coffee Clatch. And then we're going to show, and we'll have candidates show up for those of you who have candidates that are out there and are diligently working for the May primary. We're going to encourage them to show up tonight. We'll give them all an opportunity to speak. We're going to give Tracy plenty of time to talk about what it is that a national committee person does for a political party, not just the Republican Party, but because not everybody in this audience and not everybody that shows up at the Political Coffee Clatch, which we hold every other week on Monday at Sparky's, not everybody that comes is a Republican. Did you know that? And that's okay. Because what binds us together is the cause of liberty, my friends. And that's not a Republican or Democrat thing. Now, how we approach liberty, yes, that's very different. So I just share that with you. Tonight, we're going to hear from Tracy Honnell. Bring your questions if you're curious about what is all of this stuff going on. This is your opportunity to learn. So want to include that. Make sure that you know. And in 2 weeks, on the 15th, State Senator Brian Boquist, who's running as a Republican, unopposed, in the primary for state treasurer, Brian's going to join us. And at some point, we may be able to hook up, perhaps at that same meeting, with Senator Linthicum, who, as you know, is running for Secretary of State. We had Brent Barker, who joined us a couple of weeks ago, or actually last month, to Political Coffee Clatches to talk about his candidacy for Secretary of State. And we should be able to either have Dennis Linthicum, who's, as you know, has been several times to our Political Coffee Clatches, either in person, or we'll have him by Zoom call, figure out how to make all of that happen. So Political Coffee Clatch tonight, Tracy Honnell, Republican committee woman, to the RNC, from the Oregon Republican Party, voted in by the precinct people. She's driving from Astoria tonight, folks. She's making an effort to come and join us. So why don't you come and join us? Come early to Sparky's and buy dinner there. They have a great assortment of dinner. Okay? And I want to thank Avis, by the way, for showing me the picture of the Oregon China Council, which my old friend and the late State Secretary of State Dennis Richardson, he was a huge promoter of China-Oregon relations. And there's a picture of Governor Tina and her mentally ill alcoholic wife. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. Standing next to her with a Chinese delegation. This is an Oregon China Council. Dennis Richardson was a big promoter of that. Knowing what we know today about China's massive spying effort in America, stealing our secrets, knowing what we know today about China, literally with TikTok and other things, tracking our every move. I wonder if Dennis would be nearly as supportive. If he knew that China would literally buy our politicians. If he knew that China would fly a spy balloon, controllable, all over our military bases collecting data. I wonder if he would. Should we maintain relations with China? Or are they our enemy? I want to talk about all of that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So is the Oregon Republican Party, is it changing? Is it made up of schmoozers, users, and losers from the old guard? Or is something else happening? What else would that other thing be? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I hope you had, by the way, a wonderful Easter. In spite of Joe Biden with the blasphemous proclamation that he made, and it is blasphemy, folks, that Easter Sunday, yesterday, was a transgender day of visibility. And they don't apologize for it. The White House did not apologize for it. The backlash has been severe. And it should be. There's other things going on out there, and we'll get to the, including, by the way, there's a Gateway Pundit story here of Biden's Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary of Health, Rachel Levine, which is a transgender guy. They released a video on Easter celebrating the Trans Day of Visibility. And not only, by the way, did the Biden White House proclaim Easter Sunday a transgender day of visibility, but apparently, and this is therefore what I saw on several reporters' exes, their Twitter accounts. They also, the White House, banned from the Easter egg roll any eggs with religious messages on them. What do you think about all of that? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. 6 months after opening, a Northeast Portland mushroom center becomes the first to close. It opened near the airport to draw the out-of-state psychedelic customers. Crowds never showed up. Oregon was first in that, too. First with book by mail. How well has that turned out? Well, if you're a Democrat and a Marxist, you think it's great. Believe in liberty, it ain't been so good. Does Oregon have the pioneer spirit? What do you think about all? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk on a 620 back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top. Now, great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We've got a couple of callers on the line, and we'll get to them momentarily. Folks, over the week, well, over the last several days, I've been moving into my new home. And I have to tell you, I've been getting my products from MyPillow. And I love them. I got all kinds of new great towels, different colors this time. I love those towels. You will never, and I mean it, I've never had such wonderful absorbing towels ever. And they also make them as dish towels. I got a whole pack of the dish towels too. I got a whole bunch of the new sheets. They're wonderful. I got a new full body pillow, which is a full body pillow, let me tell you. If you like to sleep on your side, this is the way to do it. I do. So friends, I'm just telling you, if you want the great, and I saved hundreds of dollars, believe me, I did. If you want those kind of deals with American-made products that make your life better, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code PC23 to get these very deep discounts. And right now, they are offering free shipping. Yes, you heard me correct. Free shipping on any order over $75. Check it out, folks. I still have some other things to buy, like bedding. Like the bolster pillows and other things, comforters. I still got to find all that stuff. My mother's going to come visit me here pretty soon, and I'm going to let her help me figure that out because I'm a guy. I don't think that way. Maybe some of you do, but I don't. At any rate, MyPillow.com, use the promo code PC23, PC23. We're going to start on the phones right now. We'll start with Art, and then we'll move to Freddie. Art, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Let's clarify, okay? We may have a crappy public education system in Oregon, but we do have some mighty fine quality schools, you know, religious, et cetera, et cetera, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So
yes, I do.
Public education sucks, period. Had, you know, the great honor of watching one of the fantastic movies of all time, The Ten Commandments, this weekend, which I do every year because it's so very, very important. And as you know and I know, Jeff, the only thing that saves our country is people with morals and principles. There is no doubt. Now, over the weekend, and everybody has to pay strict attention to this, you were talking about Biden, our wonderful president. You should see the list of proclamations the evil Joe Biden and his cohorts have done, glorifying transgenderism and all sorts of things. The list is just way too long, but check that out. It was on another radio show, not on this channel, but a great American, Billy Cunningham, and he was listing all of the proclamations this government, our dear president, have proclaimed, taking us down the toilet bowl. The only thing that's going to save us, Jeff, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and God. And if we don't pay attention to that, then we get what we deserve. Love you, Jeff.
You're right.
Have a great day.
Art, wonderful to hear your voice. Can't argue with that one bit from my perspective. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talking. In a moment, I'm going to go to Freddie. Got a great email from Jim called Tinkerbell. I guess you can't just judge a book by its cover. I finished Kaylee McEnany's book, thinking of Legally Blonde when I saw the cover. It's anything but. She's absolutely brilliant and inspiring. One big takeaway is the insight on Trump's time in office. Even the notes at the end reflect her veracity and tenacity for details and organization. Drazen, he writes, my little ginger snap, as I once nicknamed her, hasn't much to be proud of. Don't be fooled by the shiny book cover. Amen to that. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I have to say, after what Biden did or declared this week, anybody that votes Democrat, they have a mental problem. I mean, come on. This is absolutely insane what this guy is doing. Now, last week I was in Charleston, South Carolina, and I spent a week there. There was no homeless people. There was no graffiti. There was no homeless camps. Wow. And it was just an enjoyable time to be there with a variety of people enjoying that wonderful city with a lot of history. And I'm just appalled by what's been happening here in Oregon, especially Salem. Even Kaiser's a lot better than Salem. And then Portland, coming in from the airport, driving home and looking at all the graffiti along the freeways and stuff. I'll tell you what, we have elected a lot of people in this state that just don't like being Americans. And I think a lot of that comes because most of them have never served in the military, because I think once you've served in the military, you understand what freedom's all about. So that's got to be, for me, that's got to be something I'm going to look into for candidates that are running. What is your military background? Do you have family members or whatever? And are you a patriot?
Well said. Come and join us tonight, Political Coffee Clutch. You'll have your opportunity to ask that question. And you should. We all should. It's important. Back in a moment, folks. It's 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, folks. Hope you had a marvelous and wonderful Resurrection Sunday. No, not Joe Biden's blasphemous proclamation of Easter Sunday being Transgender Visibility Day. I mean, after all, he says Biden tells the tranny Americans they are the image of God. Is God a transgender person? Doesn't the Word of God say that he made them male and female? I think it does. By the way, thanks, Dwight, for sending me the story here of the District of Columbia Archbishop jabbing Biden, calling Joe Biden this is the Archbishop, folks, of the Catholic Church, calling Joe Biden a cafeteria Catholic who picks and chooses for his political advantage. Even though Biden repeatedly describes himself as a devout Catholic who attends church regularly. Hey, I'm an evangelical. I've grown up with lots of people attending church regularly who are absolute hypocrites, who don't live the principles of Jesus or God Almighty. Yeah, it happens, folks, sadly. It happens. But anyway, I hope you had a wonderful and a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Now, tonight is Political Coffee Clatch, 6 p.m., 6 to 8 at Sparky's Brewing Company on Mission Street, right off of Mission and 23rd. It's really easy to get to. It's family friendly. You can bring your kids tonight. Republican National Committee woman who has been the RNC committee woman since 2021. Tracy Honnell is going to drive down from Astoria, where she lives, to join us to talk about it at length. We are also going to show a movie tonight called An Oregon Story. It's about Oregon's land use system, which I have had an absolute love-hate relationship with. And I have. Folks, I believe it's ultimately unconstitutional in terms of how it restricts the use of our private property. Yet I benefit from it. And in fact, in the last 2 hours, I've been hearing my neighbor's air blast sprayer going in the hazelnut trees adjacent to my farm out here. I do this show, for those of you who don't know, from the farm out in Halsey. I'm a fifth generation Oregon farmer. I'm honored to live and build a new home on farmland that my grandparents bought. And I used to farm, I don't anymore, but I used to farm our part of our original family farm from 1871, just up the road, about a mile and a half. The air blast sprayer started about 5 o'clock this morning. Now they have to do that. Now, Oregon's land use laws, and that's what this movie tonight, An Oregon Story, is about. It's about Governor Tom McCall, a Prineville farmer, rancher. Now, he became governor, and how a Republican dairy farmer just north of me here, Hector McPherson, in the early 70s, decided that there was too much encroaching. Developers were developing the Oregon coast, and there was too many things happening out in farmland. So they passed Senate Bill 100 that created a one-of-a-kind, because it's the only land use system like it in the nation. By the way, if it's so wonderful and it's worked so well, how come they haven't adopted it all over the country? Remember, I started this show talking about Oregon's pioneer spirit. It's based on an email I got from one of our listeners. Oregon's number one in a lot of things that are not good. So is that the pioneer spirit, to do things that ultimately are destructive? Some would argue the pioneers coming to Oregon was destructive to the first people's nation on which I live on some of that ground. Across, literally across the road from me, is a Kalapuya Indian campground. Over the years, our family, as we've owned that land, have brought to the surface just the process of farming arrowheads and grinding bowls and grinding stones, and lots of evidence that this was, on the Muddy Creek, a place that the Kalapuya Indians camped regularly. I honor that. I literally do, in many ways. The pioneer spirit came through manifest destiny, through not us conquering anyone. We didn't invade anyone. We simply came to a new land that had lots of room for white people to come to. And it's a whole nother discussion for another time of how wrongly and how badly we have just tried to make up for the evil things we did to the First Nations peoples, Native Americans. And it was. What we did was wrong. We broke every treaty we ever made with them. And to make up for it now, we've made them wholly dependent upon the government by just throwing money at them. It's despicable. We continue to do it, folks. We, the government. Government doesn't have the answer to anything other than provide us an opportunity in a constitutional republic for us to stand up for what we believe. Anyway, I did that ramble. I didn't mean to do that way. Also talking about the first closing of a mushroom center, the one by the Portland International Airport. Why? Because they didn't get enough people coming from out of state. I guess people are just not ready for psychedelic magic mushrooms. Even though Oregon, again, the pioneer spirit, we pioneered them. We pioneered vote by mail. If you're a Marxist, you love that. If you're a believer in liberty like I am, it hadn't worked out so good. There's another story here. We probably won't get into this very much today or tonight at Political Coffee Class. So tonight, again, we're going to show the movie, An Oregon Story. It talks about how Oregon's land use planning came into being. And my neighbor out here this morning, air blasting the hazelnut trees, is an example of the conflicts that land use planning is trying to keep from happening. It was the wrong way to go about it, in my opinion. The right way was the strengthening of our right to farm laws, which I am proud to say, as a fifth-generation Oregon farmer, I took a part in when I served in the Oregon House of Representatives from 1999 to January of 2007. We strengthened those laws because what happens is, under Oregon's current land use law system, you got to be wealthy to come out and to build up, to buy enough acreage that you can make this artificial $80,000 income test to build a house. So we have the McMansions, as we call them. The rich people come out and they buy up the farmland. And then, because they don't like the farmer out at 2 o'clock in the morning farming here in the Western Valley with the tractor next door, because rain's coming and they got to get it done. I've done it. They don't like the air blast sprayer running around at 5 o'clock in the morning, waking you up, because they're loud, folks. They don't like the aerial spraying going on at night or early in the morning when it wakes you up. They don't like that. So what do? They start suing because they're rich. And that's what rich people do. Oregon's land use laws made that happen. So tonight, this movie details why this was brought forward. Now, it doesn't talk about how it got off track, but it is a very interesting piece of Oregon history. I've watched it. You should watch it too. Tonight at Political Coffee Class. So tonight we have Tracy Honnell, Oregon's National Committee Woman, joining us to tell us everything that you would ever want to know about what does a National Committee person do? How should they do it? Do they do it differently in other states? How does it benefit us? All of that tonight, 6 o'clock at Sparky's. I'll send out an email here. Here's another story, by the way. It started first in the Western Journal. This is going to impact us, and we're going to have to give it more time over time. The headline is chilling. They can't even train artificial intelligence to be more conservative than it is leftist. Wow. Wow. Folks, AI is going to ruin our liberty. That's what this story talks about. We don't corral it. Is that the right thing to do? Back in a moment, 6:48. Lots more to talk about. What do you think? 503-589-1220.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, last segment for today, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It's April Fool's Day. There's lots of stuff out there today, folks. Oh, my goodness. And I'm going to get to it in a second. Friends, I want to remind you right now, Freedom Heating and Air is, well, you know, talking about something that maybe you ought to think about. You maybe you ought to get a second opinion from them. You're being told, hey, you know, you just need to replace that whole system that you have that isn't working so well. Maybe it doesn't need to be replaced. That's why you should get a second opinion. And you ought to call Freedom Heating and Air to do that. They'll be absolutely honest with you. Maybe it just needs an update. Maybe there's something that can be added to make it work better. That would be good. Why don't you give them a call? Freedom Heating and Air, 503 580-1456, 580-1456, 503-580-1456, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Get that second opinion. Dave writes an email about uniting. He said the whole political scene would change overnight if the church, and I think he's talking about Christian church generally, both evangelical and Catholic, if the church would unite and do what God has called it to do, stand against evil. The evil that's going on in America could be stopped if the church would honor Christ by standing up against the evil that's happening. The church needs to repent and unite. What a powerful moral and political force it would be. If the church would do this, God would bless America again. Thank you, Dave. Couldn't agree anymore. So maybe it ought to be, instead of MAGA, make America great again, maybe it ought to be bless America again. Bah. Well, it's an idea. Doug writes an email, pioneering spirit of Oregonians in a state of denial. National debt, he writes, has gone beyond what is allowed to be printed or talked about by the mainstream media. Banks are going bust, and nobody, especially those in government, want to talk about it because sometime they will have to deny they themselves were involved. Local city councils, regional councils, counties, all government, the degraded of principles and authority cannot last. Pioneers have become pirates, filling the pockets with loot from a sinking ship. Pioneers were able to save without theft from hyperinflation and were able to keep all the fruits of their labor, with self-sufficiency. They took care of themselves. What happened to the pioneering spirit, you ask? It was lost in the void between where government assistance ends and government jobs begin. Yeah, it's hard to argue with that too, don't you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. By the way, there's a story in the Epoch Times. There's a couple of stories. Federal judge blocks Biden from attempting to expand the lending rules, you know, interpreting the lending laws. And then McConnell, the Rhino McConnell, thankfully he's retiring, and GOP senators are pushing back on curbing judge shopping. That's where leftists file lawsuits, go out to, you know, find a liberal federal judge somewhere that will clearly agree with them and establish that precedence. Well, now they see the handwriting on the wall, the leftists in the Senate, the Chuckie Schumers, and they know what's going to happen. They know the tide is turning. They don't want us doing what they do successfully. So they want to change the rules of the game. Isn't that just what a Marxist does? Yeah. Because they see us engaging, our side, the cause of liberty, finding judges. You know, those 300 judges Trump put on the court, which will be his legacy forever, folks. I've said that from day one, and I'll continue to say it. They know there's a lot of Constitution-believing federal judges on the court, and they do not want us going and instituting lawsuits. I don't have much good to say about Mitch McConnell, but I'm going to say that's a good thing. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Speaking of who's on the air, let's talk to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, I just wondered, what's the address at potluck tonight in Salem again?
It isn't a potluck.
Early in the morning.
Yeah. More coffee, brother. More coffee. All right. So it is Sparky's Brewing Company. I'm bringing the image up on my computer screen here. I will give you the address in a momento here as it comes up on the screen. It is 1252 23rd Street Southeast.
Okay.
1252.
Off Mission, huh?
Yeah. So what you do is you come in from the freeway. That's how I get there. And you've just driven past the airport, headed into the Capitol. You're driving west. You'll need to turn left across the traffic. And the signs that are out front is the Carl's Jr. and the Popeyes sign. That's what's right out on Mission Street. Just turn left right there. That's 23rd. And you turn immediately into the parking lot of the little strip mall that's next to the Carl's Jr.'s. And they're right at the end. You can't miss them. Big sign out there. And there's parking around the back also. So come and join us.
Is it kind of by the other place we used to go to?
It's very close, yes. It's very,
okay, so that's what I thought it was. All right, I got it. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, it's very close. Jim, good to hear your voice. Are you well today? How was Easter? Oh, I guess he left. Fantastic. All right. So there you go, folks. Tonight, we're going to have a great time. You'll enjoy this movie because of the historical perspective of it. You know, this show's Political Coffee, so we talk politics. This is pure politics. And it was brought, Oregon's land use system was brought forward by Republicans. As unconstitutional as I think it is, I benefit from it. Now, I don't think it was the right approach. And the fact that nobody else has ever done it, well, that ought to tell you something. Julie writes about Biden and transsexual visibility. Biden declaring Sunday as Trans Visibility Day, aside from an act which would earn excommunication from the church, was a redundant gesture. No group, it seems, has higher visibility in today's society. Boy, isn't that the truth. Michael writes, So I was gallivanting around Monmouth yesteryear and pay me ATM to where being non-sociable. You think they'd be getting ready for the brain dimming of the prolapse? Merriment eclipse. Michael, he said, stupid phone, spell checking phone suck. I didn't make any sense. Hey, friends, I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our sponsors. You will not find a more sincere and honorable contractor to ever do business with. I know, because I have. Go to RighteousRenovations.com if you're thinking about a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. RighteousRenovations.com. Folks, see you tonight. Political Coffee Clash, 6 p.m.